This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are some of the stories making headlines today. The U.S. presidential election remained unsettled Thursday, with Democratic challenger Joe Biden nearing an electoral college majority and President Donald Trump demanding that the vote count be stopped while Republicans are filing lawsuits alleging vote counting irregularities. Biden leads in the Electoral College count 253 to 213, with a majority of the 270 needed to claim the presidency for a new four-year term. But vote counting is still underway in four states that will decide the election: Georgia and Pennsylvania in the eastern part of the country, and the adjoining western states of Arizona and Nevada. A second day of demonstrations, meanwhile, over the integrity of the election started early on Thursday in Philadelphia and other American cities as ballot counting dragged on in a handful of states that will decide the outcome. Supporters of Joe Biden have rallied around the slogan to count every vote, believing a complete tally would show the Democratic former vice president had beaten Republican President Donald Trump. Ardent Trump backers have countered with cries to, quote, protect the vote in support of his campaign's efforts to have some categories of ballots, including some votes submitted by mail, discarded. Hoping to avoid Election Day crowds during the coronavirus pandemic, more than 100 million Americans submitted ballots during early voting this year. It was a record-breaking number. A teenager has been charged in the southern French city of Marseille with supporting terrorism for remarks he made during an homage for murdered teacher Samuel Paty, a prosecutor said on Thursday. The 14-year-old boy, an Afghan national, openly welcomed the killing in class, saying he would have done the same thing. La Provence newspaper reported the teenager